Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All By the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we have the season one finale of Gilmore Girls.
Oh
my gosh, it feels like it's taken us forever to get here.
It has been almost a year of watching the first season, and that whole year has been a real ride. I've actually really enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I was going to. So really happy that we're concluding one season of this, but it's I know that this cutesy good writing and stuff is it's gonna be in the past after this, so here we go.
Are you sure? What makes you say that?
I don't know.
What makes you say that?
Well, this one...
a lot can happen in the 6 more years we have of the show, Alessandra.
Absolutely. This episode's called Love Daisies and Troubadours. Oh, boy.
Ooh, sounds intense.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Lorelai was rudely awoken in bed. Hey.
Lorelai is woken up.
You are not sleeping through this.
Through what?
The freaking Blue Man Group is outside our house.
I was sleeping through it.
Jesus, Lorelai.
No, my insane mother, Margot Kidder Gilmore, woke me up.
What's happening? Who's outside making a ruckus?
The neighbors? I don't know. Oh, sorry about that.
Hi.
Hi.
What?
How are you doing?
Luke!
Good, how are you?
Good, good. What are you doing?
It's very early, Luke.
Fixing your porch rail.
That's right.
I mean, you they are. Also sleep in, so.
You're fixing
they
your do. Porch rail at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty early.
Why? Why?
It was broken. I noticed last time I was here, it could hurt somebody.
Luke, we sleep around here, okay? We like it. It makes us pretty and keeps us from killing our crazy friends.
You're gonna wake the neighbors.
Oh! Could you pound one more thing while you're out here? And a for sale sign on the lawn, because we're moving. So that's two things. The sign.
Okay, Lorelai.
And in that order, because otherwise you'll be too dizzy to do the sign thing.
She locked herself out of her own house, which is wild. Didn't think that that
shoot.
Door would automatically lock.
You don't exist. Rory!
You shouldn't have closed the door.
What? Does it auto lock?
Sugar, you're waking up the entire neighborhood.
I know, she's
Wait.
Screaming.
Excuse
My
me.
God.
I'm officially annoyed. Oh, well, don't
no,
blame
Rory.
Me. Blame Luke.
He
was right here.
Yeah, I know.
Was he never
Get
there?
To bed, doll.
He's banging on the...
I know.
Jesus,
why? I'm not crazy.
I know.
He was banging on something.
I know.
Oh, right.
I don't remember the start of this episode, and I didn't like that.
Oh, that was just insufferable.
That was already a lot. My head hurts.
Okay. Here, yep, we've done it.
All right, the last there. Theme song of the season.
Yeah.
Got a headbang.
So I'm guessing next season we're going to get updated intro clips, right? We'll see.
I hope so.
Yeah, because I'm getting a little tired of some of these clips.
I keep saying that I watch this show. I don't remember anything.
You don't remember anything most of the time.
I remember. Yeah, it's really hard for me to remember shows that I've seen.
Yeah. Okay.
Should probably get that checked out.
Okay, at the inn, Michelle's very bored.
Michelle looks
Michelle,
angry.
We've been over this. We all cover the phone. That includes you.
Don't misunderstand. I wanted to answer it. I truly did. But today, Today I'm suffering from ennui.
Ennui?
What's
ennui?
That?
Severe ennui.
It's like sadness.
You know what ennui is, yes?
Oh.
Yes. Webster's defines ennui as a lazy, soon-to-be-out-of-work French concierge who won't answer the phone.
Look, I've made my peace with the fact that everyone who calls here is a notch above brain dead, and that the pennies I am thrown each week are in exchange for me dealing with these people in a non-violent manner. And usually that is fine, but today, sorry, lady, I have ennui.
So, you're sleepy?
It's a metaphysical angst.
So you want to go betty-bye?
You make light, it increases my ennui.
Okay, that's it. Come on, you need coffee.
Yes.
I need coffee.
Ooh, wow. Some pretty cakes.
Triple cap. Oh, no, forget the cap.
Suki has
also
ennui.
Looks like she's having ennui.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It might sound a little weird, but I think I've got ennui.
You explained ennui to her.
Oh, no.
She asked
no.
me what was wrong with me earlier, so I told her.
Michelle, you know that Suki ends up thinking she's coming down with whatever illness other people have. No.
This is new information.
What was our conversation last week when I had to convince you you didn't have a prostate?
Oh.
Oh, God. That's hilarious.
Hello?
Is this a bad time?
Oh, it's Max Medina.
For you.
I've only got a second, but I wanted to say hi.
They're dating right now. Remember they called
they're
everybody
still
about it?
Phone dating.
Ooh, they had sex last night.
I say we do it again, and next time
oh,
I'll be the
I forgot.
Do you know the more I see you, the more I want to see you?
Same here.
It's like a vicious circle.
It's an achy feeling.
Like withdrawal pain.
This is going to end somehow.
Mm-hmm. I got to go.
No, don't.
I don't know how, though.
I got
to
go.
I know it does. Okay. I don't remember how, but it does.
Of a vicious circle.
So we should both go.
We definitely should.
So
hang up.
No, you hang up.
Vicious circle.
Bye.
Okay.
You look happy.
Oh, well, what's the opposite of ennui?
Off week. Because for the joke. They spelled it O-N-W-E-E.
Yeah.
We were in our house, but it wasn't our house. It was a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I'm hooked.
I had to get dressed, but my clothes were in the back. And the guy manning the giant oil vat would not let me through.
Oh my God, that's so weird. When you said oil vat, that just reminded me. I had this dream last night. We were swimming in a pool, only it wasn't water. It was like oil or honey or something.
Hey.
What?
You totally did the thing.
What thing?
The thing, where one person is describing their dream and it reminds the other person about their dream and suddenly it's all about their dream and the first person is just standing there like, hey man, what about my dream?
I'm sorry, the oil vat guy was being mean.
Yes. And we knew him. He used to live in town. He was that guy who used to run the auto body shop before Maven Hughes bought it. Remember him?
No.
Oh, he do. He's really skinny.
Peter Stringbean?
No. Mm. That was the tall circus freaky guy. Work for him. This was the owner guy. What was his name?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Come on. Oh, it's gonna bug me all day. He was short and fat, and his name was
Johnny McShort and Fat.
Oh no, don't mock.
Okay.
What is the purpose of this conversation?
Nothing.
Hey,
nothing.
Who's the guy who used to run the auto body shop?
A Stretch Cunningham guy?
Oh.
No,
Luke's on
Tracy
the roof.
Guy.
Big, always had a half smoked cigar in his mouth?
Yes, him. What was his name?
Why is he on the roof?
Yeah. Why is he there? Did something happen between him and Rachel last episode? I almost said yesterday.
Kind of. Rory's gone
oh,
into
the presents.
Closet.
The presents thing?
That's the Dick Tracy guy.
What's going on? The Dean box. In the
oh,
closet.
No. Rory found the Dean box.
I couldn't. I mean, you're young.
Because you're a hoarder, Lorelai.
Well, she doesn't want to get rid of the stuff, just in case.
Young weird
because she's a hoarder.
So please listen to me before you get mad. You're gonna want that stuff one day when you're old and married and looking back and thinking, I certainly had an interesting life. And then you can pull out all your old boyfriend boxes, which is good because I threw away stuff I'd kill to have today. Look, I put it in with the Max box so they could
well,
chat
Max
and
box
their company
doesn't
and
need to happen anymore.
How they had a Gilmore
yeah, the
girl
Max
and
box could still be
girl
out.
And, sorry.
Oh, she's
thanks.
Cheeked her. Give her a kiss on the cheek.
So, oh, Rory wants to look through her Dean box.
Whoa, la, oh, la, la.
The last whoa, whoa, la, la, la's of the season.
So she got her prom dress in there, or her dance dress. It wasn't really a prom. The little chicken.
Chicken stuffy.
She's doing okay with this.
A box? Oh, the box of the stuff that she bought at the...
Yeah.
Corn starch she bought at the grocery store.
Yeah. I remember when she made this box, she was like, I don't want to see that anymore. Now she's holding a necklace.
What I wanted to say was, Janie Burtman, you are a vacuous bimbo who will be turning letters.
Lane and Rory walk down the street.
And the only way you'll know which letter to turn is when it dings. And like,
fries.
And I have no desire to stop and talk
in those 90s ever. Cups.
Well, what I said was,
and then 90s she goes, cups.
Cheerleader material. Cheerleader material, just like that. I couldn't believe it.
Rory is looking intently at the grocery store.
Have you heard a word I've said? Nope. I resent that. I'm a witty conversation.
At least she was honest.
What? I'm going
Rory.
In.
You can't.
I'm going in. It's Thursday afternoon.
I know.
He works on Thursday afternoons.
I know.
We're talking you know who.
I know.
Oh my god.
Calm down.
Oh my god.
You're making a spectacle.
You're getting back together with Dean.
If you keep jumping like that, I'm going to videotape it and send it to Janie Furtman as your cheerleader audition.
When did this happen?
Nothing's happened. I don't even know what he's doing exactly.
What's...
Or what he's thinking, or whether he's burned all my letters and pictures, or hates me, or what, but... I'm going in.
Oh my god.
I love you, but you've been mopey dopey in about 12 other
melancholy
feeling
better.
For the past 5 weeks, and I miss the old Rory.
I miss the old me too.
And I've been feeling bad for the new Rory.
Well, she's staging a comeback.
And may be more successful than Peter
Fox. Okay. I mean,
Luck.
She doesn't have the ennui anymore. There she goes.
No, but the way she's fixing it is to get back together with a boy, and that shouldn't be the reason you're happy.
No, I don't think she's getting back together with him. I think she's just okay with seeing him now.
Okay. I don't know. That conversation felt a little...
open-ended?
Yeah, I guess so.
Rory?
Oh, Taylor, you scared me.
What are you doing? You're walking around like...
Like what?
Dare I say like a shoplifter.
Oh, I'm not here to shoplift.
Well, you currently fit 4 of the 8 characteristics.
I do?
You're alone. You look nervous, you're meandering in an aimless fashion, and you're wearing a baggy coat.
Oh, I tend to run cold.
So, what are you here for?
I'm looking for your checkout boy. I had a question, and I didn't want to bother you.
Oh, he's stacking on 6. Over here, please.
Is it
Kirk? Place is like...
No, it's a different person.
Mike, this is Miss Gilmore. She needs some help. Take care, Rory. Watch her. Yeah?
Hi. I was just wondering...
This is awkward.
Do you like working here?
What?
I mean, do you enjoy the whole box boy trade as a profession?
No.
No. Okay.
This guy looks like Brick Moranis.
I'm just going to cross that off my list. Thank you for your time.
He looks exactly like him.
What? Okay. Like who?
Rick he's Moranis, you know. But he's in Ghostbusters and...
off now. That's not good.
He's in...
How's that not good? Because that means he's moved
Little
on.
Shop of Horrors.
What are you talking about? Obviously, he's met one of those Thursday
yes.
afternoon girls.
Yes.
What's a Thursday afternoon girl? They're those slutty girls that get down.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Thursday afternoons with
yes.
another checkout rack and slutty Thursday afternoon things.
Okay, you're reading way too into this.
You shouldn't have gone in. It was good to go in.
Again, it looks like it just rained outside. Like, why is it always like that on the lot?
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to
it's
be more
always
to me than you've ever been
Dewey
before in your life.
In Stars
Hollow. Have you ever seen him with another girl at school?
No.
Lane?
No.
You'd tell me, right?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't, because it would break your heart, but I haven't. You swear? On the life of the lead singer of Blur?
On the soul of Nico, I swear to you that I have not seen Dean with another girl.
Okay.
Soul of Damon Albarn?
He's miserable. Fine.
Suicidal.
Good. And in desperate need of haircut. Thank you.
Honey, don't think guitar guy!
Yeah, they had to bring in all the recurring characters in this episode. Because it's
we
the
haven't
end.
Seen him for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, we're at Chilton? Kids
wow,
are running through the halls?
A rare kids in the hall, like,
is
this shot.
Is it summer break? What's happening? Everyone's running.
I did.
Well, I mean, with something other than a bunch of dead black and white women.
What, like
there's men in there, too.
You know what I mean? I did mine up.
Yeah, I saw that. The naked picture of the Siamese twins is particularly classy.
You know what these are?
Glad he made an appearance again.
Wow, you have good taste. I'll give
that
you
was
that.
A heavy sigh that you included with right? that statement. Yeah. Are you truly happy that he's here?
Yeah, no, I want to see what happens with him. Because okay. I think they should be together. So, even though
I don't
he's a dick.
Think we'll go concert together.
No.
Reason.
Like
they had a cute
well,
kiss.
Seem like a date because
I love Chad Michael
he's asking her
no.
out on a date.
Well, I give you permission.
And on that humble note.
Ugh. They had a cute kiss.
Oh, Rory, favor, big one. Look at the face.
Sure, what?
Can I get your biology notes from Tuesday? I was out.
To lunch.
Please.
Sure, I have them at home. I can bring them later.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. One more and you're done.
Thank you.
So, I've decided I'm now completely into Judy Garland. Did you see the TV movie?
Pretty intense. I think they used my mother's medicine cabinet.
What TV movie?
She was the Courtney Love of her day. Show me your
I have no idea.
Judy Garland is trendy?
Completely.
She's neurotic retro chic.
No one tells me.
Oh my goodness.
Thing. Hi.
Hey.
Ooh, Paris and Tristan are talking.
I'll be J. Harvey tickets.
Really? Cool. Who are you going with?
Rory.
What? Rory's going out with you?
Yes, she is.
Oh my God, Tristan. She said no.
Wow.
Tristan.
Now Paris is going to even more angry. Oh God. She's stormed off.
Do you think she's mad? What are you waiting for? Tram? Let's move.
Oh my God.
Oh. She's mad. Let her. Arthur Dance Studio with Miss Patty.
Let her.
Oh, they're fluttering.
Yes.
Oh wow, they're doing point.
They're doing a great job, actually.
They have some point ballerinas doing this right now.
Whoever choreographed these girls, they did a pretty good job.
You're dead.
You're dead.
Hey, yeah, they had to include everyone in this.
Luke around. Oh, he's probably at the diner.
No, he's supposed to be at the diner.
He's avoiding
Luke's
her.
Avoiding being home.
Yes, that's what I figured.
Again.
What? Why is there a fire? Where is the fire department behind them? What's happening?
There's a fire department.
Stars Hollow Fire Department fair?
Actually.
Maybe it's a fundraiser.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Rachel, he's just fixing some things.
I know.
He's fixing everything, Lorelai. He's fixing your entire house.
Her bedazzled belt is very ugly.
Look, if you see him.
Who's?
Lorelai's.
It's just covering it. I can't see it.
Nope. See it now.
Oh.
Bye.
Barely.
Barely. Oh, there's the singing guy again with the guitar. They're really just throwing him all in here.
They're really going to utilize this guy last episode.
Is he even in the rest of the other seasons?
I don't remember.
Okay, we just glanced over to another guitarist across the street. Rival guitarist. And now he's, like, glaring at him. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Is that the guy who's in Ned's Declassified? He's the...
I don't remember.
He's the shop teacher or something. Not the shop teacher. He's, Oh, my God. He's, like, the science teacher. Hello? And he always, like, throws the dice in the dice tray.
Okay.
That just unlocked a memory. Sorry.
Lorelai just came home and she heard something and she shouted and nothing. Nobody answered. Gonna guess it's Luke.
It's probably Luke.
Ow! What's on me?
You scared me half to death.
What did you expect?
I don't know. I heard some thudding upstairs and Rory weighs like 10 ounces and it either had to be an escaped elephant or some strange
see that buckle?
Man who should not be in the house. How did you get in here anyway?
No, the captions are in the way.
Look next time. Jeez.
That's not where I'm looking. I'm looking at the large man in her house.
Do you see it?
Look for that lock.
Because it's easy.
No.
It's right there.
It's shadowed. I can't see.
Oh my God.
God, Emily.
Crossed over. Take a screenshot.
No. I'm going to make you look.
You broke into my house.
I'm going to fix it.
Oh! Step away from that lock. What? Get off. Come sit down.
Oh.
Good shot of it. Bad. Ugly. Very ugly.
It blinded me. It blinded me, Alfonso.
That's not true.
Oh, she was looking for you today and she didn't know where you were.
I'm not hiding from her.
I didn't say you were hiding from
her. You are.
You are.
Well, someone's sensitive about the accusation.
I think I'm hiding from her.
I think you are too.
It's just a little weird having her in my place.
I thought that's what you wanted.
Just now? You're just now feeling this?
I'm just...
No, probably not.
I've just been living alone since forever. You know, I got used to putting the milk someplace in the fridge and finding it in the exact same spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We don't even keep milk in the house.
Well, then cookies.
Cookies almost never make it out of the car.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe you can train Rachel to use a magic marker to mark the milk exactly where you left it.
It's not just about milk. I'm not used to someone expecting me.
Expecting you to?
Come home, do things, be with her.
Oh, jeez.
Sounds like you don't. I'm alone. You aren't ready to be with someone, Luke.
No. Yeah, I don't think
I don't
he is.
Hear about the romance of being a loner.
Some guys are just naturally loners.
Yes, lonely guys.
Independent guys.
Sad guys.
Maverick.
That's why it takes six more years for you guys to get together.
David Thoreau.
Every one of these.
We could be lonely together,
guys.
Luke.
not what I thought it would be like having Rachel back. You know, it's not the fantasy I was toting around all these years.
Well, Luke, life is not a fantasy. Maybe you have to lower your expectation bar a little bit.
So you're saying that life is just settling for whatever comes along?
Wow. You think having Rachel is settling?
No, I didn't mean that. Rachel's great.
And she's crazy about you. And if her worst trait is she's a milk whore, you have it pretty good.
Yeah.
And you just need to give this situation a fair chance.
I know.
And that starts with ceasing work on the Winchester Mystery House here.
Okay.
What? They've been living together for how long and she's still telling him to just go along with it? That's terrible advice. If he's not feeling...
Lorelai's not the best.
If he's not feeling into this...
With advice. Rory's walking up to someone's house. I'm guessing it's Dean's? Oh,
hi.
There's a little girl that answered the door.
How are you today?
Fine.
Good.
Her hair is very cute.
Are you here to see my brother?
Yeah, she looks like a member of Hanson.
I'm absolutely bringing Hanson back up two episodes in a row.
Hell yeah.
I'm a brownie now.
Oh, well, good. That's an excellent stepping stone.
Who is this? Dean's sister?
I guess.
Oh, we're not doing uniforms anymore. You know, we're trying to blend in.
Oh, she's pretending to be a scout.
To the average person. It was a very successful strategy for the Hare Krishnas, so.
You look like someone.
I do?
You're the girl in the pictures.
What pictures?
The ones Dean has in his room.
Dean has pictures in his room?
There's a funny one of you sticking out your tongue. He had a lot.
Wait, has or had?
Why is there a little kid answering the door?
Had. That's a big difference.
It is?
Yeah. What's your name?
Clara.
You're a pretty girl, Clara.
What the hell, Rory?
Now, was it has or had?
I don't know.
You do know, Clara. Had is past tense, has is present. Now think.
I'm trying.
Can you go to his room now?
He doesn't like me in his room.
Sneak in. He'll never know.
What? What?
No, Clara, don't cry. Oh, I didn't mean to make you cry. I'm a nice person.
No, you're not.
Bye.
Oh, God, Rory.
Rory.
She scared me.
Yeah, absolutely. She was acting creepy. He saw her running away. She really wasn't subtle about it.
Okay, she was not. She was running away like Phoebe when Phoebe tries running.
I think that about covers it.
Yeah.
You're such a good provider.
Date night with Max and also Rory's
sure
there.
You sure you want to go to this thing?
You've been talking about these town meetings for months. I've got to see what
town meeting date. Well, okay.
They're never dull.
Oh God, it's been a minute since we had a town meeting.
It's the last episode, so.
So gotta bring it up. There's gonna be more town meetings, though. I remember that being a pretty constant thing in the seasons to come.
Yes.
Yeah.
One for you.
What's that?
One for you.
What are these?
It's a ring pop.
Those rings. And the diamonds are actually candy, so you can eat it.
Max, that's very sweet.
It's the first time they've ever seen ring pops. Everybody loves ring pops.
Yours? Red. Trained you? Yes.
Oh gosh, they're already yelling.
All right, now
we got opinionated people here.
All those in favor?
Oh, rats, it started already.
All those opposed? Lorelai, you don't even know what we're voting on.
Yeah, but I'm against it.
All right, the nays have it. Let the record reflect it.
Rory saw Dean there. For whatever reason, he's at this.
Those bags. Food is not allowed at town meetings.
Town meeting with his little sister.
Diapers for the little ones.
The what?
Dorsal fins and cucamonga.
What did she say?
I confuse him until he loses his train of thought, and then he moves on.
Oh. All right, I'd like to open the meeting up for miscellaneous issues.
Why is Dean there?
I have an issue. Who are you?
Because he's a member of the town.
Yeah, but everyone? He's a teen.
With his guitar.
Right, the guitar.
Yes, he plays on all the street corners.
He loiters on street corners.
He loiters. That's
a scary thought.
Go on, honey.
Thank you. I've been the town troubadour
he's
for
talking.
6 months now. And I
have
think
you?
I've done a pretty good job. And then he shows up.
Guy with long hair.
And there's no room for a second troubadour in Stars Hollow.
Clearly.
This is hands down the silliest thing I have ever heard.
Hear them out, Taylor. It can't hurt. These are not fries. They are Farfanugan Sugandugan.
I opened the floor for issues
Rory
of substance.
Looking back at Dean.
This does not qualify.
Don't be uncool, Taylor. Music is substance.
Very strange.
Watch out, Mari. After that anatomically explicit epithet your wife yelled at me earlier, you're both on probation.
All I'm asking is that the town troubadour laws be enforced.
There are
go
no
talk
town
to him.
Troubadour laws.
Rory, stop being a creep.
I've got the town handbook right here.
Kirk.
I don't get this, people. This man is practically
Kirk. Another job, town handbook reader.
Yes, Emily.
I don't
want people to know those things.
Five jobs this whole
season.
Because
that's part of being a troubadour.
What is part of being a troubadour?
The mystique.
Oh, this is absolutely ridiculous.
The whimsy, Taylor. The whimsy.
The whimsy.
Troubadour mystique.
I run a Kinko's in Groton.
Oh, you see, that proves it.
No Kinko's.
Respect the code. You're not supposed to talk. You're not supposed to run a Kinko's.
You're talking.
You're supposed to speak through your music. That's the whole point.
What is your scam,
my
buddy?
My scam?
Because if you are using the fine people of Stars Hollow to make a quick buck...
No, Taylor, he doesn't accept money. I know, I tried.
He may not now, but he will. This troubadour act is a money-making scheme. Why else would he be doing it?
Because sometimes you have something you need to say, but you can't because the words won't come out, or you get scared, or you feel stupid. So if you could write a song and sing it, then you could say what you need to say, and it would be beautiful, and people would listen, and you wouldn't make a complete idiot out of yourself. But all of us can't be songwriters, so some of us will never be able to say what we're thinking or what we want other people to know that we're thinking, so we'll never get the chance to make things right again, ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Give this guy a license.
All right.
Well, I like that little speech.
That's the Girl Scout.
In the interest of not talking about this subject for another second, I hereby designate Mystique Guy over here the official town troubadour.
Thank you.
No other troubadour may usurp his territory, meaning this other guy.
There you go. Justice.
Does this guy have the power to do that? I mean,
yeah, he's Taylor.
Have extra.
All right.
No, Rachel's.
He's the town
store,
Taylor.
So I get
yeah, I agree.
I knew you were.
Lorelai's feeding Luke, and Max kind of was like, okay.
Oh, okay.
Has to kiss her. Show dominance. And Dean
that
is gone.
That was possessive.
Luke is going back
into
his place.
Nothing much pressing at the town meeting.
Okay, well, the bread shipment's all put away, and I sent Caesar home since it was pretty dead.
Good call.
Thanks.
Oh, no. She got bags. She got bags.
Oh, she's leaving. She's leaving. Yep. You did it, Luke.
You fucking
did
it.
Leaving, huh?
You're the one who pushed her away.
Yeah.
You don't want me here.
You gonna tell me?
You don't have any communication.
I was waiting for you to get back so I could say goodbye.
Yeah. Don't.
At least always do that.
Oh, so Luke.
Don't you
Luke,
even want to know why?
Don't get mad at her.
I know why.
I don't think you do.
Just like all the other times, Rachel.
Is
you're
it?
Anywhere but here, girl. You're restless. You're bored.
You're anywhere but here, girl.
It is what it is.
That's not it.
Then what is it? Is there another guy?
No.
Then what?
It's another girl.
What? You're telling me...
The other girl isn't for me, Luke. It's for you.
Okay, now that's
I mean,
crazy.
But it could.
Yeah?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, she's pretty lesbian coded.
Mix things up a little, fine.
Just
but
saying.
You're not leaving because of it.
I'm sure
Rachel, you could be bi. And we would all
but
be down for it.
Admit it, your heart wasn't in it.
My she's, heart wasn't in it.
Again,
I was here.
Her vibe.
I didn't leave.
It gives me that vibe.
I don't get this.
Luke.
Now, what are you talking about, another girl? What other girl? Oh, Rachel, no. You don't mean... She and I are just friends. I
she
told her that a thousand times.
Too
no.
much. She dressed you.
She told it to me once.
A whole outfit.
And you could barely get it out then.
Okay. This is crazy. You've got it wrong here. It's not... She and I are...
I'm gonna go.
Not convincing.
Yeesh.
I'll miss you.
Okay.
Stay in touch.
They have no chemistry.
Rachel, come on.
They don't. No, let her go, Luke. You don't want her here.
So don't wait too long, okay?
For what?
To tell her how you feel, you stupid.
Is he gonna do it in this episode?
No, he's not.
Okay.
Hey, Madeline. I've got the notes you wanted. No
or
thanks.
Is that school the next day?
These are the ones you asked for. The biology notes from Tuesday. The other day you said you... No thanks.
Oh,
what? What?
She's pissed that she thinks she's going...
What's wrong
Rory's
with her?
Going to the
Nothing's
show.
Wrong with her, Mary. Mary? Oh, no. Not this Virgin Mary thing again.
Not Virgin. Typhoid.
Oh, boy. Paris
what?
Is there.
You know, When we met at the beginning of the year, I didn't like you because I thought you were some rube from the sticks, and I have no patience for rubes.
How very enlightened. But then I discovered that you're not so dumb. You even seemed modestly interesting at times. That's when I made a very big mistake. I let my guard down. That won't happen again.
What is all this about?
It's about using people for your own sick ends. It's about making enemies where you should have made friends.
How did I make you my enemy?
Oh, I think you know.
What? Was it setting you up with Tristan? I'm sorry about that. I thought I was just being nice.
Oh, sure you did.
I helped you get ready. I loaned you my mother's clothes, which I still haven't gotten back, by the way.
Oh my God, you're right. I hope those weren't the ones Skippy had her puppies on. I'll check when I get home.
Tell me what I did. Paris,
think about it at PJ Harvey.
Is that what this is about? I'm not going to PJ Harvey.
Tristan says you are.
Well, then he lied.
I saw the tickets.
He bought those tickets on his own.
Look, I'm over Tristan, so don't back out on my account.
There's nothing to back
out. Are you?
I don't have time for things like concerts anyway. I'm already lining up my extracurriculars for next year. By the way, are you still going out for the school paper?
You know I am.
You're going to need a faculty recommendation.
I think I can swing it.
And the support of the student editor.
I'm not worried.
Worry. I just got the job.
Oh. Congratulations.
Thank you. And don't worry. You'll have some role. How's covering the new parking lot landscaping sound?
Peachy.
Too bad I already filled the slot for music coverage. You know, record reviewing and such. You'd have been perfect for it. I gave the job to Louise.
Oh,
Louise owns two CDs.
Yeah. Well, gotta go.
Oh, boy. Oh, Queens of the
have
Mean
a really
Girls.
Good summer.
Oh, my goodness.
Those were like her only friends.
Again. They were.
Oh, that's got a pretty cute black dress
ready.
On.
Yeah, it is cute.
Shoot.
Oh, it's.
Oh, hi.
Oh, it's
hey.
Luke.
You're all dressed up.
Oh, I'm going out.
Oh, sorry. I forgot my toolbox, so I just thought I'd come pick it
up. Oh, yeah, it's right over here. Rory and I couldn't lift it, or we would have brought it to you, and then we got used to having it here. So we named it Bert, and we'd say goodnight, Bert, and we'd say goodnight, girls, and we spend too much time home alone.
Well, thanks for taking care of us.
Our pleasure.
So Rachel left.
What?
Last night she
oh,
left.
Oh, boy.
For good.
Oh, no, Luke, I'm so sorry. What happened?
It's hard to explain.
I can't believe it. I thought she was really in it for the long haul this time.
Yeah, well, she... had her reasons.
She would have been.
If you didn't pull away from her.
I tried to be
yeah, you pulled away big time, Luke.
1 minute past.
Oh, okay.
So,
Max keeps
Zinos
touching her
in
front of Luke.
Owns the diner. He's the greatest puppy.
Jesus.
Oh, right. I saw you at the town meeting.
Yeah, I saw you too.
Nice to meet you.
Uh-huh.
So, we should be going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to break up.
Is this why they're
going to
break up?
When I was here earlier fixing things, I do a lot of little
things. Oh, it makes sense.
The Lorelei.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're having a pissing contest.
Yes, we will.
Although, probably not tonight. We won't be back until late.
No, I meant not tonight.
Oh, I misunderstood.
I meant tomorrow. So, tomorrow.
Absolutely. Oh. We see each other most every day.
Well, sure.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
She needs the coffee. So I'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Same time as always.
I'd count on a little later.
Doesn't matter what time it is.
Oh my God.
I'll always be around.
Oh my God.
Bye.
What?
Okay.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
So are we going?
Yeah. Just wanted.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, we're back. They're going to continue their conversation.
Make sure you
I wanted that little fight to be hot, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. It wasn't hot. Mostly because I don't care who Lorelai ends up with, to be honest. So
they don't care, or you don't care?
I don't care.
Oh, okay. Yeah, valid.
Someone's bound to lose an eye.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. I'll get my purse.
Max.
So, not to be blunt, but is that over?
Is what over?
Whatever's going on that I just walked in on.
Oh, you, Max.
Yeah.
Luke.
I kind of picked something up there.
Okay, we'll drop it back on the ground and kick it under the couch because there is no there there.
Hey, it's okay. And we were apart for quite a while. I never assumed you joined the convent.
Max.
I mean, it's not like I didn't date while we were apart.
You dated?
A little.
A little person?
No, I dated a little.
Okay, well, I didn't expect you to join a man vent or whatever the male equivalent of that is called. Who did you date?
A monastery.
You dated a monastery?
No. A monastery is the male equivalent of a convent.
Thank you, Mr. Medina. I'll make a note for the quiz on Friday.
I didn't know if I'd ever see you again.
No, I get it. Yes, we were apart. And, you know, I didn't exactly remain inactive.
So you did date Luke.
I did not date Luke.
Well, you can tell me.
I did not date Luke.
There was a vibe.
There was no vibe.
No.
What is with the questioning? You won't tell me who you dated.
There's no one you know.
Okay, well, did you date, like, casual nothing type dating? Or did you date, like, get down Soul Train kind of a dating?
I wouldn't phrase it that way, but to be honest, it was the latter.
Good.
I mean, Lorelai did have sex with her baby daddy. Like, that did happen.
While they were apart?
I'm pretty sure.
No, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I like your honesty. Because, I mean, you could have lied and left that part out to spare my feelings, which would have been unnecessary. So, thank you. That was good. I slept with Rory's dad.
Oh, I just said that.
Oh,
wow.
There we go.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, I remembered. I remembered.
I did not mean for this to become a who's.
That was like 6 months ago, too.
How'd it get that way?
I don't know.
You started it.
Why do we let it get weird between us just when it's getting good again?
I don't know.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
And I'm sick of it.
Well, so
you made it weird, Max.
You made it weird.
Have something completely derail us again. And frankly, there's only one thing I could think of that it could solve it.
Break up. Well, I'm not interested in a murder-suicide kind of thing.
We should get married.
What? Why does every man want to just get married to Lorelai?
As to whether you're kidding or not?
I am not kidding.
Good clue.
What do you say?
No.
Nothing. Max, you did not just propose to me.
Yes, I did.
The same thing happened with the baby daddy.
It has to be something more than the desperate desire to end a bickering match.
It was more than that.
Oh, it has to be planned. It should be magical.
Oh,
there
my
should
God.
Be music playing and romantic lighting and a subtle build-up to the popping of the big question. There should be 1,000 yellow daisies.
All right.
And candles and a horse.
Okay.
And I don't know what the horse is doing there unless you're riding it, which seems a little over the top, but I just, it should be more than this.
You don't end a fight with
you're
a
right.
marriage proposal. That's dumb.
Right.
You're dumb, and I hate you.
That was ridiculous. It was
okay.
The same thing with the I mean, what? That's the only thing, the only trick they got of the book? They're just going to write the same thing twice?
Over.
It was wild.
Ding dong.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a three-trick pony.
three-trick horse with daisies.
With 1,000 yellow daisies. All right, break up. I'm done.
Bye-bye, Bert.
Bye-bye, Bert. Don't still go out with him. That was weird.
It was just
it ruined
it was
the
just
evening.
A fight.
I hated it.
Game.
People have fights.
Are we meeting there? Or what?
It was weird.
Well, okay, Becca Chilton, Tristan's talking to Rory.
Empty seat next to you. Have a lot of fun.
I'm starting to get a little irritated here.
So am I.
What are you mad about?
You've been telling everyone that I'm going to this thing with you.
Just a couple.
You told Paris. Paris and I had just started getting along, and now she hates me again.
Well, if the damage is done, you might as well go to PG Harvey with me.
Never, never. I am never going anywhere with you ever.
You know these tickets cost me a fortune.
They cost your daddy a fortune.
I don't even know anybody else who's even into this stupid guy.
PJ Harvey's a woman.
Ah!
What are you doing?
I don't know who PJ Harvey is, so.
You're pathetic, Tristan. Keep the books. I'm leaving.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Dean showed up at her school.
Dean?
Oh, my God.
Dean!
All she did was walk out with Tristan. Doesn't mean that she was with him.
I'm leaving.
Don't go.
I shouldn't have come.
No, wait.
I feel like an idiot.
Why?
Because I come all the way out here and I see you with him. It's just
we were the same school, you dummy.
I don't care.
I hate this.
No, I hate everything about it.
I'm so mad.
Please, just tell me why you're here.
I don't even know.
Yes, you do.
It's happening in front of everyone.
Forget it.
No, say it.
I thought you were trying to talk to me.
Oh.
I mean, you came to my house.
That wasn't me.
It was you.
It must have been someone that looked like me.
My sister recognized you from the pictures in my box.
In what box?
The box of stuff I have of us. Pictures and letters and everything from you.
Oh.
And what was going on at the town meeting? All that stuff about writing a song.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know what I was talking about.
That had nothing to do with me?
I was staring at you while I was saying it. Jesus.
Boyfriend's waiting.
He's not my boyfriend. I hate him.
Whatever.
Dean!
What?
Stop.
Why?
Because I love you, you idiot.
Oh!
Yeah! There we go.
Oh, he just kissed her.
Oh
my goodness.
Oh,
he's really, really making out of there. Tristan's holding her books. What are you going to do? He just dropped them.
He is eating her face.
Wowza!
Oh my god!
They're really going for it. This is just holy shit.
Tristan dropped the books and he's leaving.
Yeah. If only fucking
you
Paris goes like that.
Do you speak English? Are you listening?
Okay.
To me? What took you?
More or less running.
Sorry, I got here as quickly as I could.
The
do not address me as a scoundrel.
I'm just doing my job.
What's going on?
Oh, what's his job? What's his job?
Kirk, men in charge of floral deliveries.
Yes, and one of the few that I know who would probably declare that fact.
I'm just doing my job.
Stop.
Floral deliveries.
Does this do with flowers we ordered?
Flowers we did not order.
I'm just doing my job.
Say that one more time, and I'm going to punch your nose.
It must be a mistake.
There's no mistake.
I did not order these flowers.
It says that you have to be here to personally accept them.
It was Max, wasn't it?
Well, that's...
I am handmaid in charge of flowers.
I just do what I'm told.
I want you to stop saying that.
That's not what I was saying before.
It's a little variation that will still lead to a punch on the nose.
Oh, it's just a bunch of yellow daisies. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Is he going to ask her?
Daisies, no less. As if you could wear these pitiful little things. Foul things, these daisies, and just a nudge up from weeds.
Oh,
and look
she's
how many.
So touched.
There must be at least
a thousand of them. A thousand yellow daisies.
Holy shit!
That's right, there's exactly 1,000 of them. Order states that there's to be exactly 1,000.
Oh.
Not 1,001, not 999, but 1,000. You ask for 1,000, I bring 1,000. I don't question the order.
The whole lobby is filled with them. Who brought these all in? Wow. This is pretty iconic. There's no one in this lobby at all. It's just flowers. The wowza.
I still don't forgive Max for this.
He was threatened and he was being dumb.
I couldn't find a horse.
You didn't have
don't
to.
Don't say anything, okay? Please. You were right last night. I shouldn't have proposed to you like that. I
mean, or at all.
You're not ready.
It was the wrong place and the wrong time, and I kicked myself the entire night for doing it. Something too.
What?
I didn't propose to you because we were fighting.
Yes, you did.
I proposed because I love you.
No, you don't.
We're in a bad pattern.
Okay, Emily.
To break it.
Another fucking believe
you. Another murder-suicide thing you were talking about, which would be illegal and messy. I can only think to be impetuous.
I don't know. There's nothing that wrong with him. He's totally fine.
No, he's fine. I just don't like Max.
I've taught the great literature all my life. And those stories are replete with characters that...
I'm a ride or die Luke. Luke and Lorelai's shipper.
It's more than just literature. It's lessons in life. And if I don't follow the tenets of those lessons, I'm not the man I thought I was. The man I want to be.
God, you talk so good.
He really does.
I don't want an answer now. I've thought about this. I want you to do the same. I love you, Lorelai Gilmore. And I know this to be true.
Oh.
I'll talk to you later.
I mean, he's pretty, you know, intense about it. He's being... He's doing all the right things, I guess, but... He shouldn't ask her to marry him. That's ridiculous. They haven't even talked about marriage.
No. They have not.
Wow, that's a lot of flowers. Jesus. What does she do with all those fucking flowers?
That's pretty amazing.
She's walking
she'll
down the street past the troubadour.
Oh. Troubadour is playing.
And the other troubadour is leaving, I guess. You walking by him?
Get out of town. This town ain't big enough for the two of us. Oh, they're gonna play together?
Oh, he said, oh, come on over here. And he's whistling with him.
Hurry!
She bursted the Luke's.
She's not here?
No, what's the matter?
Oh, I sent her a message to meet me here at 7, and she was supposed to meet me here at 7, so what time is it?
She didn't reply.
I'm damp.
Oh, where is she?
I'm damp.
Kirk got water dropped on him.
Yes, maybe. I think so. I don't know.
So what's going on?
Big things. Big, potentially life-changing things.
A promotion?
Oh, yeah, they made me head salesman in the Northwest Territories. No, I run an inn. There's no place to promote me to.
So it's nothing to do with work.
She...
Have some coffee while you wait.
No, I couldn't take coffee. Big hole through the roof. Very bad.
You're saying no to coffee? This is big. Can't tell me what it is.
I really need to tell Roy first.
But you're happy about this news.
I might be. Maybe.
Oh, God.
It's just kind of a wow. I can't believe this is happening to me. Kind of a mind-blowing moment.
Is it?
There she is. I'm going to go.
I think I remember what happened.
The whole town gets one today.
Wait.
Whole town gets one happened. Flower. Okay, Emily, well, don't spoil it. We're almost to the end of this episode. Okay, Laura, like, ran outside. Rory is there. She has to tell her that she's back with Dean. She's very happy. Okay, Rory, like, they're running towards each other in the middle of the street.
Yay, running.
Yay.
Running. Oh, they're far away.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh gosh.
Oh, they've had some good days. Oh. They're just jumping around the middle of the street.
In the middle of the street.
Okay.
Never mind. I thought something happened, but
no, so that was the last episode of the season. It had a good happy ending. But
went by so fast.
Sure. I mean, and there was no Emily in that episode. No grandparents.
That's right. There wasn't.
So, all right.
Oh my gosh.
This happened. We did it, everybody.
That episode felt like it was like 5 minutes long.
Well, it's been the designated amount of time that we've been watching it. So
That's true. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We were into it because there's all these things that they had to kind of touch upon. But it was mostly about Max and Lorelai and, like, Rory being weird about Dean because she still loved him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing got resolved.
No, it was kind of like things are just back to the way they were a couple episodes ago. Like,
yeah.
You're
right.
Because, like,
same problems.
Yeah, Rachel was here. Now she's gone. Okay, so we're back to that. And then, okay, Rory and Dean are back together. And Lorelai and Max, we didn't get to break up again. So, you know, it's gonna. So that's gonna be good. That's gonna be good to see.
I think I know what happens with Rory and Dean, unfortunately. I don't know why I know this, but I think it's through osmosis. So I don't want to spoil it, but I think I know.
I know who she dates next, so I know that they in fact break up. I don't remember what the reason is, though. So actually, I might know the reason. Maybe. I don't know. It'll maybe come back to me.
Okay. Well, we will get to it soon, I'm sure. Season 2 is coming. Thanks for going on this ride for us with season 1. This episode was okay. I think for a season finale, I think I'm going to give it 5.
Annoyed the shit out of me.
Yellow daisies out of 10.
Out of 1,000.
Out of 1,000. Yeah.
Out of 1,000. I'm going to give this one 4.5 oh God, what was one of the funny things she said during the town meeting? The herd and the Serdenurfen.
Yeah, one of those things.
Yeah, one of those things.
Yeah.
She said, these aren't fries. These are...
Horfendorfens or something.
Yeah, Horfendorfens or something. Yeah, 4.5 of those.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Out of 10.
Absolutely. It was kind of like a little bit unsatisfying and also annoying. This episode, so
yeah, it was annoying. It was unsatisfying. Emily Gilmore wasn't in it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The troubadour thing was a little stupid.
Paris hating her again for Tristan is also dumb.
It was. I like angry Paris, so it's like I kind of liked that part, but. But yeah, Tristan annoys the shit out of me. So just the main theme of this episode, annoying as shit. It probably would have gotten a 5 for me if Emily was in it.
Right.
For
whatever that's true. Reason. That's very true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's it for everybody. We'll see you back in season 2 coming up.
Where we get to pick our next weird recipe, our Gilmore Girls recipe. I can't wait. We get to pick a recipe again.
Oh, we sure do. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. But yeah, that is the closeout for season 1. That was quite a ride. We will see you again in season 2. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.